These remarks are being provided so that you have time to adjust the volume and your earphones. Please make sure that you can hear clearly and that the earphones are as comfortable as possible. This test part consists of a lawyer's examination of a witness in English. It is recorded at an average speed of 150 words per minute, which is the same speed that you are now hearing. If you are not ready, please advise the test administrator immediately, because you may not stop the recording once the test starts. In a moment, you will hear the words, "Please get ready, the test will begin in 5 seconds." After that, there will be silence for 5 seconds. Begin interpreting as soon as the recording resumes. Please get ready, the test will begin in 5 seconds. Would you state your full name, ma'am?
Margaret Pierce Anderson.
And would you tell us what you do for a living, ma'am?
I'm Assistant Director of Nurses at IHS, which is an affiliate of St. Paul's Hospital of Dallas.
Where do you live, Miss Anderson?
I live on County Road in Coatesville, Texas.
In relation to the intersection of Power Plant Road and the Kansas City Southern Railroad line where Mr. Garcia was killed, how far from it do you live?
Less than a fourth of a mile.
Okay. Now, have you had some personal experiences with Kansas City Southern and the dangers at that intersection?
Yes, sir, I have.
Would you tell the court about it?
Numerous times my family and I have gone to the railroad tracks, and you can't see the trains. So I called a number of times to have someone come out to do an assessment of it.
Now, was this before July 7th that you made these calls?
Yes, sir, it was.
And when you complained that the view of traffic traveling on Power Plant Road was blocked, what was it that was blocking the view of the trains going north or south?
A lot of trees and shrubbery.
How many times prior to July 7th do you suppose you called to complain about this hazard?
I'd say just about every month. Sometimes in the summer months, I know I did at least twice a month, because that's when the shrubs and greenery are really thick.
And where did you call the railroad company to lodge these complaints?
I had a number, and then I got another number from information, and that was when I spoke with Mr. Peterson.
All right. First of all, how did you get his number? And secondly, how did he respond to you?
Well, I called Garland because that's where the trains used to come out of. And then that's when they told me they no longer did, and they gave me this other phone number to call.
I see. And when you got Mr. Peterson on the phone, how did the conversation go?
I didn't get to talk to him that Monday. I called, and he was out of town until Wednesday. So I left a message on his answering machine to return my call as soon as he came in his office.
Now, was this the very day of Mr. Garcia's demise?
It might have been the day after. No, on second thought, it was the same day.
So you actually called Kansas City Southern on the date of his death?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you call them before Mr. Garcia was killed or after?
It was just before, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Why did you call them?
My husband had left to go to work that morning, and he had called me from work and said, "I nearly got wiped out this morning." And I said, "What happened?" And he said, "I barely stopped in time." So that really shook me up. And that's when I got on the phone and made some phone calls. And that's when they gave me the number that I called when I got hold of Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mrs. Anderson. I have no further questions at this time.